The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our audio press release solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage, titled Going Above and Beyond the Cloud, with latest CRM innovations. Customer Relationship Management, CRM. Is a process in which a business or organization uses data analysis to better understand massive amounts of information to determine the best strategies for interacting with current and potential customers. Evolving from rudimentary surveys in the 1970s, used by a handful of companies, CRM has become the biggest software market in the world, used by 91% of companies that have more than 11 employees. The market is dynamic and constantly evolving in order to maximize return on investment for companies around the world. With companies such as InfoBird Co. Limited, NASDAQ IFBD, growing rapidly as a name brand in China. Majors such as Alibaba Group Holding Limited, BABA, are also part of the market getting in front of emerging trends, as are Zendesk Inc., ZDN, Twilio Inc., TWLO, and Salesforce.com Inc., CRM, by providing the critical software and know-how for companies to improve customer relationships, quickly engage new customers, and drive higher sales. The CRM market was valued at $41.93 billion in 2019, is forecast to reach $96.39 billion by 2027. IFBD completed IPO in April, raising $25 million by selling 6.25 million shares at $4. Shares hit $11.25 on the IPO day. InfoBird has landed major new clients that are renowned in China and globally with its intelligent standard SaaS. InfoBird has expanded into field of private domain traffic with the launch of its SaaS business, World Chat Call Center. The new kid on the lucrative CRM block. According to Allied Market Research, the CRM market was valued at $41.93 billion in 2019 and growing at an 11.1% compound annual growth rate, a trajectory that will carry the market size to $96.39 billion by 2027. Within that, a new trend is toward mobile CRM, with that subcategory 11% to $15 million this year. Allied views the COVID-19 pandemic as the latest catalyst for CRM, as companies were forced to take a forensic look into operations to make sure they were keeping customers and finding new ones during global lockdowns. CRM provided a solution that has now become integral to business. The analyst reports point out other advantages that users soon realize, including customer mapping from the outset to interactions, even after purchases are completed, as part of the consumer cycle that often gets neglected as driving adoption. Other emerging trends include comprehensive cloud-based CRM and integrating artificial intelligence to empower companies to facilitate personalized and proactive engagement with clients, movements that fall into the sweet spot for InfoBird Co. Limited, NASDAQ ticker symbol IFBD, a software-as-a-service provider of innovative AI-powered customer engagement solutions in China. The award-winning company went public in April, raising $25 million in an initial public offering by selling 6.25 million shares at $4, before shares went as high as $11.25 on the opening day of trading. InfoBird helps companies manage the complete customer journey, from pre-sales activities through post-sale customer support, by leveraging leading technologies such as self-developed, cloud computing structure, robotic process automation machine learning, patented voice-over internet protocol, no-code development platform, and more. The holistic platform delivers intelligent products that can help companies to provide more effective and efficient engagement with clients. In today's mobile world and remote world, Cloud-based CRMs are en vogue, as evidenced by a surge from only 12% of businesses using them in 2015, compared to 87% today. Taking solid steps. Infobird has further penetrated into different industries, such as finance, retail industries, and healthcare industries, by promoting intelligent standardized SaaS products and acquiring new clients, which signals the successful implementation of Infobird's strategy to transition from customized SaaS to standardized SaaS products. These are industries that are fast-growing in China and have high potential and willingness to digitize their customer relationship management. The new clients Infobird acquired include Hong Kong beauty retailer Sasa, Zuli Jian, a leading footwear brand for the elderly in China, and a top fintech company in China. At the same time, this month Infobird wasn't at liberty to disclose the name, but management did say that the company landed a service contract with a subsidiary of a global, well-recognized Fortune 500 retail and consumer product company, with operations in more than 80 countries. Maximizing customers' lifelong value. Infobird's ambition also aligns with what Philip Kotler, dubbed the father of modern marketing, calls the Marketing 4.0 era. This era is characterized by use of AI and big data analytics blended with multi-channel and social interaction between companies and customers to most efficiently reach and retain consumer loyalty throughout customers' lifetime. Following the idea of Marketing 4.0, Infobird, this month, made its initial foray into the field of private domain traffic with the launch of a new intelligent SaaS product branded WeChat Call Center. The WeChat Call Center is designed to help companies further develop the value of existing customers through automated and personalized solutions for private domain traffic, industry nomenclature for a brand's private assets collected as part of a customer database. Against the backdrop of marketing trends, shift towards a customer-centric approach to deliver unique experiences, Infobird is pioneering a new product differentiated from common private domain traffic tools in the market today through the integration of AI, RPA analysis, and other technologies. Enterprises with a relatively large customer base can now use a new service that has significant advantages in batch, automation, and personalization of services that can help clients comprehensively improve efficiency and reduce operating costs. IFBD expects to generate significant value by creating new demand and capturing uncontested market space in a cost-effective manner known as Blue Market Strategy. Different in more ways than one. Infobird offers unique customer engagement solutions that have common threads with technology that potential clients would be familiar with, only supercharged with proprietary next-generation tech underscored by years of R&D. For instance, Infobird's AI chatbots have advanced functions that allow them to carry out free conversations owing to design and a massive database of real-life interactions to draw upon to recommend products and services in a concise fashion. The programs are even smart enough to recognize when a customer is talking and not interrupt. Infobird is a company of firsts. It is the only organization in China to build its customer engagement SaaS on a cloud-native architecture, meaning it is easier and more cost-effective for clients to scale with unmatched capacity regarding supporting the number of agents online concurrent with high stability and security. IFBD is also one of the few China-based company that owns and applies a no-code development platform in customer engagement. This puts Infobird on par with giants such as Tencent and Alibaba, except those companies applied their platforms on office software. Benefits abound for Infobird with this strategy, including being able to develop new SaaS with pre-programmed microservices at a low cost, a key in quick reactions to new market opportunities. All about the customers. Big data and high tech are reshaping the customer brand dynamic like never before. Companies must be nimble and attentive to constantly react and invest in technology that not only helps measure a customer's value, but provides the roadmap to their wallet and stickiness to keep them coming back. Alibaba Group Holding Limited, Baba on New York Stock Exchange, is not just a retail juggernaut. The company has its hands in many kettles, including cloud services. In 2019, Alibaba partnered with Salesforce.com to become the exclusive provider of Salesforce CRM in mainland China, Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan. Through the partnership, Alibaba offers Sales Cloud, Service Cloud, Commerce Cloud, and Salesforce Platform to customers in those markets exclusively through Alibaba Cloud. In addition, Salesforce became the exclusive enterprise CRM sold by Alibaba in those markets. Zendesk Inc., Zen on New York Stock Exchange, has been a leader in the customer experience revolution since 2007 by enabling businesses around the world to take their customer service online. Today, Zendesk is the champion of great service everywhere for everyone and powers billions of conversations, connecting more than 100,000 brands with hundreds of millions of customers over telephony, chat, email, messaging, social channels, communities, review sites, and help centers. The company was conceived in Copenhagen, Denmark, built and grown in California, taken public in New York, and today employs more than 5,000 people across the world. Twilio Inc., TWLO on New York Stock Exchange, is a leading cloud communications platform that has democratized communications channels such as voice, text, chat, video, and email by virtualizing the world's communications infrastructure through APIs that are simple enough for any developer to use yet robust enough to power the world's most demanding applications. Twilio bought Segment in November for $3.2 billion, giving it to a top customer data platform that provides companies with the data foundation that they need to put their customers at the heart of every decision. Using Segment, companies can collect, unify, and route their customer data into any system where it's needed to better understand their customers and create seamless, compelling experiences in real time. Salesforce.com Inc., CRM on New York Stock Exchange, even has the ticker that says it is a stalwart in the world of customer relation management. The CRM giant agreed to acquire German intelligent RPA company ServiceTrace for an undisclosed amount. The plan is to pair ServiceTrace with MuleSoft, the company Salesforce brought in 2018 for $6.5 billion. With the addition of ServiceTrace's RPA capabilities, MuleSoft pairs its cloud and on-premise system integrations with control and automation layers, bringing actionability to consolidated data flows. Not long ago, the goal was seemingly to collect as much data as possible and mash it together to try to put pop-up ads, alerts, and other types of offers in front of a possible customer. While that still might be a piece of the objective, the precision of programming and technology has changed the game. CRM is playing an increasingly important role for brands around the world, across 100% of the buying cycle.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.